five on five, and we got three guys in a box.
Well, there'll be two of those guys will be coming out, what'd you say, at the 7:10 mark. So they don't have too much longer in there.
Well, they have to stay in there to the first stoppage of play after 7:10.
Okay.
So they could both come out at the same time, because there already is five players on the ice, so they couldn't come out of the box until they both come out at the same time at a stoppage of play.
And that one, puck's deflected.
Up into the netting.
And we'll have yet another face-off.
Bad Axe seems to be, the Stone Cold team seems to be winning face-offs tonight. A little more, we haven't been keeping a stat on that, but I think they're probably about 70%.
Yeah, why don't you mention that? They have won a lot of the faceoffs tonight. Here come the Pirates, though, as they get this faceoff. Essenbacher skates in and puts it in. The backhander. He went left side, gets it in, and Harbor Beach takes the lead 6-5 with 7:41 to go in this game.
You can't let Travis go in there like that. He split two defenders. And they never put a body on him. If you want to slow him down, slow those guys down. When he come between them, somebody had to put a shoulder on him, put a body on him, in order so he doesn't get that shot, but they let him go right on by.
And he gets it right again as he skates on by on the right side, puts it on goal, and that's deflected. Essenbacher really carrying the Pirates right now, very similar to what we are seeing from Strusnig on Stone Cold. Stone Cold will try to throw it ahead to Kennedy. Travis Essenbacher will stop it, and he falls into the boards. It's getting tapped around behind the boards, right behind the goalie. Beckler with it. Him and Turmwell. Turmwell throws it in front, and Dukoski will cover it up.
Well, now our players are, the two guys in the box are coming out. It's down to 6:51, and now the stoppage of play, they're able to come out of the box.
And we still have Dan Brown in the box for Stone Cold. He'll be in there for a good 6 minutes or so. Then he'll be able to come out. That one gets past Shemka. Roggenbuck will skate in. Seaman gets it for the Pirates. He'll throw it on goal. That goes off the back of Shemka. And Stone Cold will try to get it out. Seaman shoots wide right and out of play.
This Stone Cold team sure does have some excellent skaters. The whole team seems to be pretty well versed on the skates. I think you're right. I think Cam is carrying this team a little bit right now. Kennedy seems to be right up there with them most of the time, but
yep,
their defense is playing really well. Other than they're not putting a body on Essenbacher when he comes over the blue line, they have to do that.
Strusnik, Susala, Kennedy, and wouldn't you know it, that's all their seniors, along with Brett Turmel, who's also been doing a lot for Stone Cold tonight. Strusnik skates in. He tries throwing it in front, and it is covered up by Dukoski.
I believe, if I remember, I'm not sure about Turmel, but I can remember all the other ones way back in the day when they were playing mites and squirt hockey. So I believe they came up through the system. I'm not sure about Turmel when he started here. But I know most of these kids have now that are playing.
Susala has it for Stone Cold. He gets past center ice. Throws it over Strusny. They're inside the zone. Susala gets it back. He's got it in front of the net. Trying to find someone to dish it off to. He lost control of it. And now here's a slapper from center ice that's deflected. That was shot by number 72, Seth Geiger. Now Hudson gets it ahead to Roggenbuck. Pirates will see if they can get something going. Hudson shoots, deflected. Essenbacher will dump it back in the zone. Stone Cold tried to get something going. Rogenbuck has it. A couple players fall at center ice. Under 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Pirates lead by a score of 6-5 if they can hold on. They will win the midget division. Pirates have it behind the net. Essenmacher trying to get it in front. Travis Essenmacher with it. Still just skating around behind the goal. Now he comes out, shoots and puts it in. Another goal by Travis Essenmacher. And it is now 7-5. The Pirates getting some cushion now. How many goals is that for him tonight?
Let me look over here at our scorekeeper here.
It's either a hat trick or four. He's got something up there.
Yeah, he has a hat trick.
All right, so him and Strusnik both have a hat trick. Now Essenmacher gets it right back. He'll skate in past one defender. Lost control of it. Gets checked hard into the boards by Strusnik. Pirates probably trying to just play keep away now with it. Try to conserve that lead. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. Strusnik will skate in for Stone Cold. Shot on goal. Pad save by Dukoski. Susala with it on the right side. He lost control of it. Chemka had it. Lost it to Rogenbuck. Rogenbuck will skate down. Can he get to it? Oh, his stick went right over it. He had it and he knows it. He bangs his stick into the ice because he knows he messed up there. He just missed it.
I think as a coach right now, if I was coaching the Pirates, I would get my players to do just like you said. I think we would come up over to center ice, and if there's any traffic at all, we'd dump puck down in the corner just to kind of kill some time. I think if I'm Stone Cold, I'm going to get my players pumped up on the bench and tell them we need it now.
Yep.
And I'd probably put my gunners out there right now and try to see if we couldn't put one in the net now.
Right now it's time for the Pirates to just play hot potato with that puck. Just pass it around. Keep it away from Stone Cold.
Get it out of the zone. Keep it out of the zone.
Here's a shot deflected by Essenmacher. Stone Cold still has it. They're going to try to put it on net. Essenmacher tried to fling it down. It gets deflected and a great glove save by Dukoski. 3:51 to go in this game. Pirates lead Stone Cold 7-5.
Wow, everything we're saying, they're doing the opposite. The Pirates haven't got it out of the zone, but I guess Stone Cold is keeping it in and firing. They need one right now. They need one right now.
Dukoski's got his work cut out for him right now. They're really making him work. Here's the face-off, and we'll have a whistle before the face-off. Switch the players out. No?
Kicked Arbor Beach out of the face-offs. Swap one S-maker for the other one, I guess.
One gets deflected. Shot on goal, and they score. Stone Cold puts it in. That was number 16, Jacob Kennedy, one of the seniors. And Stone Cold draws within one. It is now 7-6 with 3:46 to go in this game. Stone Cold fighting to stay alive and force another game Monday night. Pirates want to end things now and win the championship.
Cam Strausning got the assist on that goal.
Man, he's just been all over the puck tonight. Pirates control the faceoff. Essenmacher. Travis with it. He avoids a hit, but now the puck almost went in the Pirate bench. Essenmacher able to get it. Now it's tipped over. Kennedy had it, and we have a whistle. 3.5 minutes to play in this game.
I don't know what that whistle was for.
I don't know either. I don't know if the refs know.
I think somebody had hit somebody on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, the puck
must
did.
We're facing off right where it was blown dead at.
Yeah. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout.